Well, we're a little bit early, but it's been a few weeks, and we got to squeeze her in. Instead of E-News and 5:15 today because of the draft, we're doing it early. It is The Rant as we welcome Gordon Keith in. It's brought to you by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Hi, Gordon.
Well, Gordon didn't make it, so I'm having to fill in. I'm his neighbor. And
what's your name?
Chet Scissor Sister.
Well, Chet Scissor Sister.
Is that a hyphenated last name?
Yeah. I took my wife's last name okay. and added it to mine.
That happens.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
Well, I actually enjoy this voice quite a bit. So
I listen to y'all's program all the time.
You enjoy it, don't you?
I do. I like it. I like it when Bob makes jokes.
Okay.
He's the funny one. I'm trying my best.
Yeah, when he does all that.
Thank
the
you.
Racial humor. I think that's funny.
Thank you, Chet Scissor Sister.
No, Michie.
Boy, Chet sounds like that he might have fought in World War II, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I did.
Okay.
It hurt.
I know you hurt. We all hurt.
Yeah, it hurt me.
We all hurt. Well,
he's like a very country Rick Skinlawn.
I know. He is.
Or if Rick Skinlawn and Jesse the Usher had a baby.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Dave, take it away.
See you later.
We'll see
you.
Right. Oh, Gordon can join us now.
Chet! Oh, man.
I just missed Chet. I'm so sorry.
Chet was really nice. Tell him he's welcome anytime.
So, did he tell you he took his wife's last name?
Yeah, he did.
He did, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Is it Scissor or okay, Sister good. That is his wife's name?
His wife's last name is Sister.
Okay.
He
We're
was
all very
Chet Scissor.
Chet Scissor.
Chet Scissor.
Hyphen. Sister.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Have you, Gordon, been keeping up with the Shannon Sharp saga?
Yeah, we reported on it a little bit today, and I heard you talking about it. And so the woman who's suing him for $50 million, she was pissed off when she found out that he was cheating on her when he went live on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't with her.
Right, yes. I think she knew that he had some extracurriculars, but they were in a relationship. And that was kind of the final straw. Like, she knew he was probably messing around, but then he went live on Instagram doing it.
Mm.
And so that's when she said she wanted to break up, and then she recorded him saying that he wanted to choke her.
So,
which is
she was surprised.
The foundation of any healthy relationship.
That a 60-year-old dating a 20-year-old would potentially have other women in his life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he issued a statement today.
Another one?
Yeah. He says, my statement is found here, and this is the truth. I guess he was talking about his statement that he made yesterday.
Okay, you have to do it in his voice.
Yeah, no, I can only do his voice when he's in the throes of passion.
You know how to do it, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
I love it, and I love it, Bob. I love it when you do that voice.
Oh, yeah. Chet, here's Bob doing it.
Oh, Michelle.
So he Love says the relationship in question was 100% consensual. At this juncture, I am electing to step aside temporarily from my ESPN duties.
Oh
no.
Ew, gross.
That's really going to affect my life.
I will be devoting this time to my family and responding and dealing with these false and disruptive allegations set against me.
Family he was trying to start with Michelle.
I plan to return to ESPN at the start of the NFL preseason, Bob.
Oh, do not miss the start of the preseason.
Yeah.
That's when the good stuff happens.
But yeah, so evidently.
So he wants a summer off.
Evidently, they were extremely close to reaching a settlement for $10 million, and then his accuser backed out. And so Tony Busby has said that of the Jane Doe, he says that she chose to file her case instead of taking the settlement. I'm proud to be her lawyer. I didn't seek her out as a client or target anyone, and Sharp is well aware of that. So Tony Busby is bristling at the belief that he told her not to take the $10 million, that she should go for more, that she reached out to him when she decided not to take the $10 million.
So apparently,
he's just Little Red Riding Hood skipping right. through the forest.
Apparently, Shannon Sharp has never been married, but he has three kids that are all grown now.
And must be so proud.
And so, yes, so when he says, I need to step away to be with my family, guess who doesn't want to be around him right now? The kids.
How do you know?
Well, and
they
here
probably, they may support him.
Here's another thing.
I'm just saying, in if this was your father, Gordon,
mm-hmm. and there was in Instagram
peace.
Live footage of him,
yes, going
talking to Michelle that
yes.
way.
Oh, 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 Michelle!
Oh my gosh!
That wouldn't you want to be like, look, Dad, I love you and support you, but. I don't really want to hang out right now. I don't want to go to Arby's with you or do anything. Like, let's just kind of
watch you eat a Arby's sandwich.
No.
Watch the roast beef on your chin.
Dave, come on.
Oh, kid, you like that.
Oh, sure. Like roast beef.
So I guess last night, I believe this was last night, he has a podcast, a video podcast.
Because remember, the reason she didn't accept the $10 million, we assume at least, is because when they offered that to her, within like 2 days, the report came out that he was signing a $100 million deal to do a podcast.
And, okay, now you're suggesting she's doing this for money.
No, I'm saying she's doing it.
As opposed to being a victim.
She's doing it for more money.
Yes.
Like she was fine with the $10 million, and then the $100 million came out, and she's like, why not go for $50?
Right, he's obviously got more than he let on.
Yeah.
I would like to stand with him and also step away until the start of preseason.
Interesting.
So I'll see
for the
you guys.
Same reason?
I just feel like I need a break, and I'll see you guys in 90 days.
We were trying to figure out, Gordon, if there was ever a scenario in Bob's life where a woman would text him, would you please put a big black baby in me?
Oh, my gosh.
I want you to put a big black baby in me.
Which was one of the texts that she had sent
right.
me.
Right. Like,
okay, now I haven't read their text. I know that he was the one that released a lot of the text, right?
Yeah, yes. Because they were trying to establish that this is just the way they talk to one another.
Yeah. And
that she at one point said that I want you to put a dog collar on me and choke me.
Right.
Right.
And lick certain places that rough. No man would ever...
She wanted
woman,
to lick.
Woman would ever what? Choose what? To
that
to
part
do.
Of him.
Yes.
Yeah. The chocolate donut.
Oh.
Dave.
Come on, man.
So, but as far as his podcast, so I believe this was last night, but he does this podcast with Chad Ochocinco Johnson. And.
Chad Ochocinco Johnson.
I don't know. Ochocinco. He's been retired for a while.
Chad Johnson. Yes.
Chad Johnson. But, I don't, I, like, if you are in the middle of a sexual assault lawsuit, should you on your podcast start talking about an OnlyFans model and how hot and talented she is?
Did he do that last night?
He started talking about a different one?
Yeah, he was talking about...
Because she has an OnlyFans, right?
His right, yeah, yeah. She is an OnlyFans model. I don't know her name. I think it may be out there, but he was talking to Ochocinco about Sky Bree, who is not just an OnlyFans model, like a full-on porn star.
Okay.
And so he was talking about her and talking about how she plays on her back because Ochocinco didn't know who she was and like...
But he knows all about her?
Who does she play for? You know, thought he was talking about like a WNBA star or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, she plays on her back. And so... It went viral and got millions of views, and people are like, should you be slut-shaming sex workers when you have been banging a sex worker and now you are being sued by that sex worker?
Yeah.
I feel like...
Well, is he really shaming her, or is he just identifying...
Or is
just
he...
clarifying that she's not a... He's not talking about a player. That she's a OnlyFans person.
Either way, it's probably bad timing.
Yeah.
I you know what? I'm going to disagree. I think that the smart play here is to embrace it and don't do the bended knee. You know, that's
you got
to
be who you are.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, when Trump came along and he didn't do the bended knee do-si-do that the press requires of everyone, once we catch you, once society catches you, if you just double down and go...
No, you're right.
Balls to the wall with it. I think that something about that is refreshing to people. And I think that you gain a lot more support that way than you do if you tuck tail.
Yeah, not letting the media win, not letting your critics win.
Right.
Just owning the narrative by just blowing through it.
No, it's actually genius because this usually happens when people feel like they have a reputation to protect and some perhaps facade of the reality of their personal life. And if you lean into it the other way, as Shannon Sharp has, where I believe he basically said, well, yeah, I'm a healthy single male. What do you think I'm trying to do all day?
Right.
Like he
doesn't have the aggrieved wife that people can point to.
Yes, and then every single adult male starts cheering for him like,
right.
Huzzah, he's living the life we all aspire to live.
I guess I look at it from a human decency standpoint, sure, but we as a society are beyond all.
Yes, what if we discard decency as a society?
Yeah, but he definitely has a type. He likes early 20s white girls with giant cans. Who doesn't?
Well, I don't know about the white.
The market inefficiency.
All right, let's do E! News and continue on with the rant revival.
Yes. Oh. And perhaps E! News adjacent, perhaps a new venture that Shannon Sharp might be interested in.
Entertainment news for you.
Stay with us, Ham. Brought to you by
The Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Here he is, Dave.
Thank you. And we do have Gordon with us again and not Chet, I believe.
That's right.
And so we spent last segment talking about Shannon Sharp and his troubles. Here's something that maybe he would want to get involved in, as he is so active and so virile.
He loves sex.
He does. Well, there is a startup called Sperm Racing, and they're going to hold the world's first sperm race April 25th at the Hollywood Palladium.
What?
And so,
are you saying to me?
We could watch tomorrow.
The log line for sperm racing says 2 competitors, 2 samples, 1 microscopic finish line.
Oh, okay. So it literally is sperm.
Yes. So they will have 2 individual sperm racing 20 centimeters along a tiny track that is designed to imitate the female reproductive system, and it will have chemical signals. It will have similar fluid as it might encounter within the cervix, and a synchronized start. And they will have HD cameras. It will be live streamed. They'll have commentators. They'll have a leaderboard. They'll have replays, and you can even place bets on sperm racing. And they're saying that this is...
Congratulations, Gordon.
This is to put the topic of male fertility at the front of conversation. Because they want to track it and improve it. Because in between 1973 and 2018, sperm counts among human males, dropped more than 50%. From 101 million per milliliter to just 49 million per milliliter.
Why?
Not me.
Yeah, I'm having kids left and right. All
mine
I do is...
are great. My sperm count's awesome.
Bruh.
I mean, is it because of we all wear tight underwear now, or is it like the hormones in our food?
You wear tight underwear?
I wear boxer briefs.
Well, that's not tight.
Well, it holds them up there.
Tight.
Balls.
Tight. They're not saying they're not swinging free like regular boxers.
Yeah, okay. So that's why you're so sperm poor?
Well, I just had a baby, so I'm doing something right.
Yeah. What do you got to say about that?
Did you do it the traditional way?
Forgot about his baby.
Yes, I did. I did it the way God intended.
All right.
Or did he?
Behind.
Yeah, I had a boy, so.
That's the way it works.
Yeah. All right. We were all incredulous after Easter Sunday, not because Jesus came back from the dead, but because Billy Ray Cyrus went Instagram official with Elizabeth Hurley.
Is it a prank? Was this an Easter prank?
No, it was not an Easter prank. So evidently, Billy Ray has opened up about this a little bit. He says they met in 2022. They were filming a movie in the Caribbean on the island of Nevis. And they were filming a movie called Christmas in Paradise. Sounds like a Hallmark movie or something like that.
Yeah. It's not going to win any awards.
He said, we did a few scenes together, he and Elizabeth Hurley. But the couple times we were in the same scene, there was chemistry. And he said, the oddest part was how much we laughed. I figured we were different, but in some strange way, we had more in common than we had different. He says, but then we didn't speak for 2 years. And he entered a difficult period of his life when he was getting divorced from his wife, Fire Rose, I guess his second wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people were saying he was on drugs. He looked terrible. Yeah.
His kids were like, dude, you're dying.
Yeah. His kids were very concerned about him.
Yes, her.
And so he said, for me, at a certain point, it was like you can't get knocked down any flatter than lying on your back when life is kicking you.
So what is one to do but call up one of the hottest women in the world to get me off my feet?
Well, hold on. Because in this moment, a friend reached out. He said he didn't even know the number of the person who sent him a text, but it was something along the lines of, hey, it looks like...
a close friend.
Well, they hadn't talked in 2 years.
Oh.
But he never plugged the phone number in.
And so he gets this text paraphrasing, hey, it looks like your life might be in a little bit of a rough time. I just want you to know I'm in your corner. You've got a friend. He says, so I texted back, who is this?
New phone.
Who is this?
And they responded, Elizabeth Hurley. Can you imagine the immediate chubby he must have gotten?
Okay. First off, I'm not buying any of this. Because if you did meet Elizabeth Hurley a couple of years earlier, and you're like, oh my God, let's totally exchange numbers and go to lunch and stuff. And then you do that, and then you're like, nah, I'll plug it in later.
You forgot to save Elizabeth Hurley's number.
Elizabeth Hurley!
Well, maybe she got his number. Maybe she got his number from her agent or his agent. Maybe they didn't actually exchange information at the time.
You're saying that because he's drunk all the time that he forgets to plug in Elizabeth Hurley's number?
Yes.
He just
plugged in. I think the guy's messed up. And wasn't he with Fire Rose, Fire Crotch, whatever her name was?
It's Crotch.
Back then?
What if he just put in his phone?
Yeah. So maybe he didn't want to program Elizabeth Hurley so lady. Fire Rose wouldn't get suspicious.
Right. Right. You would How about Bobby Hurley?
Lady
like you
who
throw
holds
him off the, throw him off the scent.
Fruits and melons in front of her naughty areas.
That's a long thing to put on your phone.
Yeah. You think he's a drunkard, has that kind of patience to type that in?
But he says there's no expectations of where we go from here, but it's great that she brought, that God brought her into my life. Yeah, and it's been a long time since I've been this happy.
Yeah, I bet.
Right?
I don't get it.
She's still built like a 20-year-old.
I see him interviewed, and he doesn't seem to have any riz or any, I mean,
there's
I don't know
nothing
why
to him. He is a terrible, terrible songwriter, performer.
Does he
actor,
still have the mullet?
Everything.
You mean happy birthday?
Indeed. Yeah. I don't get it either.
Speaking of riz, Pete Davidson somehow can nail any woman he wants.
Mm-hmm.
But he's talking.
It's because there's a reason now. It's because once you get a few of those A-listers on your, you know, your past roster, everyone's kind of curious about you.
Right. It's like so George Costanza having the picture of the model in his wallet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh.
All you need is one Michelle.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so he's opened up about his decision to remove all of his tattoos. He says that it started during COVID. So he's been doing it now for 5 years, and he says it's going to take another 10 years to get them all off. He says his arms are done, his hands and neck are done, but he still has to do his torso and back. And
worth it.
When asked why, he says, well, I used to be a drug addict and a sad person. I felt ugly and that my body needed to be covered up. And he says, I don't think there's anything wrong with tattoos, but mine, when I look at them, I remember the sad person that I was. When I look in the mirror, I don't want a reminder of oh yeah, you were an effing drug addict. That's why you have SpongeBob smoking a joint on your back. But he talks about the process, and he says it's a 6-week healing process each time you get a tattoo removed. So each tattoo is like 10 to 12 sessions.
Dude, what a...
It's basically a chemical peel.
Beating.
Or like a laser peel. And he says it's like putting your arm on a grill and burning off a layer, and then you got to do maintenance and let it heal properly. It sucks, I'm not going to lie. And when asked about how much it costs, so he says it's already cost like $200,000, and I'm only like 30% done.
$200,000?
Yeah.
To get them removed?
Yes.
And I wonder what the cost was to put them on.
I bet you for every one of them, like the total cost, because he was probably getting deals, $10,000, something like that, 15 at the most.
Right, yeah. You take a picture of yourself in my tattoo shop and put it on your Insta, and yes, I'll give it to you for free.
Right. It's like Trump Jr. getting engaged,
yeah, getting the wedding ring for free if he proposed. Who's, as Nikki Glaser has talked about cutting jokes. So she was at the Time 100 Summit in New York, and she was talking about workshopping material ahead of doing her high-profile gigs. Like, now she's the go-to Golden Globes host. She's hosted or contributed to a lot of the Comedy Central roasts.
Yeah.
And she talked about when she was doing the roast of Alec Baldwin, and she had a joke about Caitlyn Jenner, who was going to be there. You know, because the roast... Not only are you roasting the roastee, you're roasting everyone on the panel.
It's the beauty of it.
And so the joke was, she didn't tell this at the Time 100 Summit, but she had told it previously, I think, on the Howard Stern Show. But she said, Caitlyn Jenner, what a beautiful woman you killed with your car 4 years ago. You are the one woman who can't menstruate but still manages to have blood on your hands.
Good Lord.
So she says she was nervous about this, about using the car crash as Comedy Central roast material. And so she asked Comedy Central if she could give Caitlyn Jenner a warning. And the network said no, because they were afraid that Caitlyn Jenner would back out. And so even still, Caitlyn Jenner, the joke got around to her. Somebody leaked it to her. And so Jenner said, if that's the kind of joke that's going to be made at my expense, I don't want to be part of it. And so Nikki Glaser said, well, as soon as I heard that, I said, okay, I'll take it out. I just needed to hear from her. Like, not my own censorship or somebody at the network telling me don't do that. Just, I want to know from the target that they are or are not okay. Because she says she did the same thing with Benny Blanco, saying that, you know, the only reason that he was at the Golden Globes is because he had a genie grant his wish to be there with Selena Gomez. And so she ran it by him, and he said he was fine with it. But she says that it all stems from advice from Jimmy Kimmel, who told her, if you're worried about a joke and how it's going to go over, just ask the person. Have you ever done that, Gordon?
Unfortunately not. No, I have done that, actually.
Like, when you're concerned, like, are they going to really be offended by this?
You used to do that with Norm all the time, didn't you? Just like, hey, bud,
I'm going to run all my material by Norm.
Yeah.
That's great.
Do you mind me calling you Norman Hitler Hitzkus?
I prefer it. Polish and name only.
All right. Thank you, Gordon. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. And a reminder to anyone interested,
for your
there
draft
is
coverage.
No Twitch tonight.
You're not going to counter-program the
ticket?
No. Once again, I've been preempted because of a big event.
Sports event. Okay.
Sports
events. Dude, we love
Twitch
you.
Tonight.
We'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much.
Thanks, honey.
Gordon Keith.
Bye.
There goes
Say
the
bye to Chet.
Yeah, bye, Chet.
See you later.
3 minutes. Let's get into... The Cowboys and the draft.